You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to show you how you can actually use the timer function on your Apple Watch to, funnily enough, time something. For example, I use this quite a lot when I'm cooking the boys' dinner at night time, how long things have to cook in the oven and how long things are taking in the microwave, etc. So let me wake up my Apple Watch by touching on my screen.
9:45 and 56 seconds.
And I'm going to press my digital crown once.
Home. Clock.
And I'm on the middle icon on my clock. If I flick to the right, I'm going to get to timer.
Music. Messages. Stopwatch. Calculate. Timer. Set. Timer.
Okay, there's timer. And of course, I could have also held in the digital crown for Siri and said open timer and released it. And it would have also opened up the timer for me as well. So one finger double tap on timer. Okay, currently set to 0 hours, and it's a slider.
Slide up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So that one I currently do.
20 minutes. Adjustable.
That one's currently set at 20 minutes. That's what
slide
I actually
up or down
used
with
last.
One finger to adjust the value.
Flick to the right again.
Start button.
And we've got a start button.
Reset button.
And we've also got a reset button.
Now, I could actually use the reset button to reset that current value from 20 straight back down to zero. But for some reason, I actually like using the slider to adjust the values. So that's what I'll do for this particular demo.
So let me just flick back to the left.
Start. 20 minutes.
And
adjustable.
I'm going to flick down.
19 minutes. 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 12, 11, 10 minutes. 9, 8 minutes. 7, 6, 5, 4 minutes. 3 minutes. 2 minutes. 1 minute. 0 minutes.
I think we want 0 minutes. Otherwise, it's not going to work very well.
1 minute.
And I'll set up 1 minute now.
Start.
Okay, so let me double tap on start.
Start. Cancel.
And I'm going to flick back to the left.
57 seconds.
57 seconds. Flick to the right.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Pause.
Or pause. Okay, and if I flick one more time to the right, can't go any further. So flick back to the left.
Cancel. 47 seconds.
47 seconds. And if I just leave it there, I'm just going to give you some more pointers. I can actually ask Siri to also set the timer. You can actually have this running in the background too, so you don't actually need to be sitting in the timer application waiting. I can just have the watch off, or I can just be in another application and do exactly the same thing as well. So I'm going to flick off it just to keep my screen alive, and flick back to the left again.
17 seconds.
But I quite like it sometimes if I'm really timing something particularly and I just need
11 seconds.
The increments as it's counting down, I sometimes will stay in the
Seven
time
seconds.
Application. 7 seconds.
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Timer done.
Okay, timer done. I've got a vibration, which is continuing to vibrate, and you also get the sound. So I flick to the right.
Dismiss.
Dismiss. Button. Double tap.
Dismiss. Timer.
Okay, and in this case, it's just coming back to the timer. So let me do one more time. And this time, I'm actually going to come out of the timer application and lock my screen, and we'll see what happens.
0 hours. 1 minute.
Okay,
adjustable.
It's already set on 1 minute. Now, if I wanted to put that back to zero, I'd flick
reset.
Over to reset
button.
And set it back to zero. But I want to use the current value, which is 1 minute.
Start.
And
button.
I'm going to double tap on start.
Start. Cancel.
It's changed button. To cancel. Flick back to the left.
57 seconds.
57 seconds. I'm going to press the digital crown once. Okay, I'll come back to the home screen. I'm going to press the digital crown again. And I'll come back to the middle icon. Press it one more time.
Clock face.
Back to the clock face.
And
I'm just going to put my hand over my watch. And I've actually turned off the screen.
Now, I'm not going to talk for another minute. I'm actually going to pause the recording this time. And I'll start the recording up again just before the counter gets down to zero. And you can hear the timer go off.
Okay, and there it goes. So let me tap the screen.
Timer done.
Okay, it says timer done. Flick to the right.
Dismiss.
And
button.
Double tap on dismiss.
Dismiss. 9:51 and 52 seconds.
Okay, and I'm back to my normal clock face. So hand over the screen. Put the watch to sleep. And that completes this demonstration of setting a timer on your Apple Watch. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applethis.com.